Hi everyone. Today we're talking about tips for improving your gut if you have SIBO or if you're experiencing any other sort of digestive distress. This will be so helpful for you. So many of us struggle from digestive issues. We're all stressed out, which affects our digestion, but also the prolonged use of antibiotics, eating a standard American diet, if you were born vaginally versus C-section, these can all affect your microbiome over time. So this can all be changed and fixed, but if you're looking for a quick fix, this is not for you. But if you're looking for lasting change, then all these suggestions that I have in the article below will actually be really helpful. It's a good way to start. And then we can also, if you'd like, dig deeper in one-on-one sessions with me at Nourishing Lab. So many of us go to doctor after doctor after doctor looking for relief of our symptoms or our children's symptoms. And either they say, oh, we've run all these tests and there really is nothing of significance here. So I'm going to give you some over-the-counter medication such as an antacid or, you know, a stool softener. So, and that just sort of masks the issue. It doesn't deal with the root cause. And so you leave feeling somewhat frustrated, somewhat lost, and not sure where to go. But to know that your symptoms are actually real and that there is a root cause is so important for your healing process. So many doctors will also not even talk about diet or foods or even maybe suggest a low residue diet. And this low residue diet, I'm so sometimes taken aback that they actually recommend it for people with SIBO or any sort of digestive distress because it's really actually the worst thing for you. So if you have SIBO or any sort of digestive distress, or you've been diagnosed with IBS, the three top tips that I give to people is one, eating early in the evening is key to both overall gut health and a restful and restorative sleep. So eating early gives time for you to fully digest your food so it doesn't stay in the small intestine overnight. When it stays in the small intestine overnight, this feeds unhealthy bacteria, which is how SIBO actually proliferates. We don't want bacteria in our small intestine. We want it in our large intestine, right? So when there's bacteria in our small intestine, that's actually what creates SIBO, one of the reasons. So eating early in the evening is actually very key for anybody with bloating, digestive distress, SIBO. Two, stress. Managing stress is so important as it affects our gut motility and the migrating motor complex, or the MMC. So the MMC are electrical currents that actually help move food through the GI tract. These wave of contractions start in the stomach and then go through to the small intestine, and any interruptions in the MMC can increase your risk of SIBO. So think of it basically as your housekeeper for your gut, sweeping bacteria and undigested food into your small intestine. And this takes about 90 to 120 minutes for it to finish its job. So if you're grazing throughout the day, or maybe eating every 2 hours like some of us like to do, it actually interferes with the MMC. So sitting down and eating three meals is actually more helpful for your MMC because it lets it finish its housekeeping job. So sometimes when people are struggling with this, I supplement with Zymogen's Colon X, which consists of Cape Aloe, and it actually helps along with the MMC. But do not use that if you have symptoms of diarrhea. That is just a big no-no. So supplementing with Zymogen's Colon X can be really actually helpful if you're constipated, but not if you have diarrhea. So managing stress, number two. Number three would be looking at your melatonin. Most of our melatonin is produced in our gut rather than the pineal gland. So if you're having gut issues, your melatonin production is probably most likely affected, and that can affect your sleep. So melatonin is actually the key hormone regulator of our circadian rhythm. So sometimes supplementing with melatonin can actually help regulate your sleep-wake cycle. So look at that. So the three top things are eating earlier in the evening, managing stress, and your MMC, or the migrating motor complex, and looking into melatonin to help regulate your sleep-wake cycle. So read the blog post. Let me know if you have any questions. We can also dig in deeper in private sessions with one-on-one work with my clients, and we go into deeper findings to see what's going on and delve into what the root cause is. Have a good day, and thanks so much. Bye.